thought, I mean, you take it for granted, don't you? You take it for granted that when you get on a tram, it actually has wheels. But now we're being told there's global supply shortages, which has hit Melbourne's trams, threatening to take them off the rails. Joining us on the line is Carla Purcell, the Yarra Trams Chief Operating Officer. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Tony.
Where are your wheels?
Well, it's a great question. We have some shortages currently affecting our older trams. So as at today, we've got 11 out of 500 trams that are off the road due to not having wheels. So we've had to make some timetable adjustments on three of our lines. But we're working with the Department of Transport to fix this as quickly as possible.
How do you fix a problem like that quickly?
So we have sourced alternate suppliers. So we are working, so we're looking at suppliers both in Europe as well as our ordinary supplier in South Africa. We're also looking at locally what we could do in the longer term.
I.e. build them here.
Absolutely, that's right.
Yeah. I guess in many ways you've been caught on the hop with this one, isn't it? Because, as I said in the introduction, in many ways you just take them for granted, the wheels.
Oh, that's right. And I think... you know, this is a situation where which often we'd hope to avoid, but what we're trying to do is minimise the impact. So the timetable change that we've made will see about a 1 minute increase in wait time for passengers on just three lines. So we anticipate that this will be a short-term problem and everything should be back to normal within the next month or so.
Okay, so 11 off the rails today. Would you expect that to increase as the weeks go on?
Yeah, unfortunately we do, and that is the result of the conditions. So wet weather means more wheels are needed, and so we've had some wet weather recently. So we do anticipate that there will be more trams that will be impacted over the course of the next month.
And these trams that will be off the rails, are they spread over all the routes?
No, so it's the older trams, and they don't operate on every route. So at the moment, it's only three tram lines, the 58, the 59 and the 109, are impacted by this wheels issue.
Right. And what is the issue exactly?
So what happens is we need obviously wheels on trams, and once they get to a minimum level, we need to change those wheels. It's very similar to a car. And those wheels come from a South African supplier. We don't have spare wheels at the moment. So once they get to their minimum level, those trams are off the road.
And how did it get to a point where you don't have any in reserve?
So we, I suppose, we've been working with the supplier over many months in order to try and get the wheels here. But unfortunately, due to various factors, they've continued to be impacted. And so they haven't been able to deliver as they were meant to.
So how difficult will it be to actually get a production line up and running here in Victoria to service your own trams here, which is going to be obviously a costly process, but in the long term, it's probably going to be a hell of a lot cheaper for you.
Yeah, so I'm probably not the best person to ask as to how hard it would be to manufacture locally. However, I absolutely know that Department of Transport and our engineers are looking at all of those options at the moment. So
yeah.
It's not a short-term fix, but it's something that's been explored.
Yeah, okay then, Carla. Well, as I say, it's a unique set of circumstances for you. The trams, you've got no spare wheels, and that's impacting 11 services at the moment. That will increase. Did you give me a number? I think I read in the Herald Sun this morning it could be up to around 50.
It's approximately up to around 20.
Around 20, right, okay then. All right, well, I'm sure you'll work it out, and if you can keep the delays to only about a minute, then you're probably doing well. So, Carla, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Carla Purcell joining us there, the Yarra Trams Chief Operating Officer. Strange old state of affairs. I reckon there'd be some blokes out in their shed at the moment with their angle grinders saying to themselves, I could knock up a wheel. I could knock up a wheel for you in no time. Well, there might be an opening there for you, folks.